I am Leonard Vidby and it's Friday, November 29 and here's your news at 11 a.m. The Government Institutions Pension Fund is pleased to inform its tax-paying and qualifying annuitants, namely pensioners, spousal and child beneficiaries, that the fund will make tax payment refund reliefs to the tune of over 110 million Namibian dollars as previously announced. Here's Edwin Shiramba, General Manager, Marketing and Stakeholder Engagement at GIPF.
The refund is benefiting 24,000 tax-paying annuitants who do not have active tax directives or notice to agent as issued by NAMRA. Tax refunds which are due to deceased members shall be paid over to their estates through the masters of the High Court. Annuitants with queries are encouraged to approach our client services team via email or call our toll-free number.
Yesterday, the Electoral Commission confirmed that voting will be extended at certain polling stations due to complaints from political parties. Voting will continue today, the 29th of November, and tomorrow, the 30th of November, with fixed stations set to open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Mobile stations will operate during specified hours. Graham Hopwood is the director at the Institute for Public Policy Research.
The ECN has recognised that some voters have been deprived of their right to vote, but I'm not sure what the rationale is behind the selection of the various polling stations and constituencies. I think across 8 different constituencies around the country. So why certain areas have been chosen and not others? Obviously, this is where the ECN have picked up problem. I think the ECN does need to explain how they came to the decision around which areas of the country they focused on for this reopening. But of course, it does mean that we won't get final results now until sometime next week, hopefully earlier in the week rather than later.
South Africa's Parliament Portfolio Committee on Employment and Labour has welcomed the progress in repositioning the Unemployment Insurance Fund and the Compensation Fund. The two entities will be independent from the Department of Employment and Labour. Restructuring of the two funds, based on a PwC report published in September last year, envisages upgrading the IT systems, organisational restructuring, employing suitable candidates and improving service delivery. Committee Chairperson Boyce Manele described the repositioning project as a breath of fresh air.
The department has now put together a project management office as opposed to outsourcing this task to consulting firms, and therefore looks at both the reconfiguration of the department post the separation of these funds from the department, as well as looking at that future state of these funds.
On the international front, the Bangladesh government says it will pursue charges of crimes against humanity against ousted Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina at the International Criminal Court. Hasina fled Bangladesh in August after student protests turned violent in the country and remains in exile in India. Ishan Gurg is there for us and now reports.
Bangladesh's chief advisor to the interim government, Muhammad Yunus, says Sheikh Hasina should face trial at the International Criminal Court for atrocities committed during her party's 16-year rule. It includes alleged massacre of protesters during the violent riots earlier this year. According to the interim government, at least 753 Bangladeshis died during the protest. Planned charges against Hasina also include alleged forced disappearance of activists, critics and political opponents in the past decade and a half. Hasina, who is currently in exile in India, has denied allegations of carrying out political violence. She's already facing criminal charges at home, as the government is now hoping to rope in the Interpol to extradite her from India. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.